have to read that resolution. I have to read it.
You do.
You're the articulator.
It's a long resolution. Okay. We have all agreed, the first, we're back in session. We went out at 8:49. We came back in session at 8:58. And I'm going to read the resolution. This resolution is an amendment to the contract. Whereas the general manager CEO has consistently performed in an exemplary manner. Whereas the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority desires to amend the general manager CEO's contract to conform with the Brazos River Authority's methods of annually adjusting compensation for all employees. Whereas Brazos River Authority employee-based compensation is subject to an annual employment cost index adjustment at the discretion of the Board of Directors, whereas the Board of Directors in its discretion establishes an annual performance-based merit pay budget for employees, which is calculated as a percentage of total, and whereas the Board of Directors desired as the General Manager CEO be subject to the same annual discretionary base salary adjustments as all other Brazos River Authority employees. Now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Directors hereby instructs staff to submit a letter to the Legislative Budget Board in accordance with Texas Government Code 669.003, notifying the Legislative Budget Board of the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors intent to vote in its next regularly scheduled board meeting on an amendment to the General Manager CEO's contract, providing for an annual cost of living adjustment and the opportunity to receive an annual merit pay increase in accordance with the Brazos River Authority's methods of annually adjusting compensation for all Brazos River Authority employees, and be it further resolved that the contract amendment shall provide for the following. One, if the Board of Directors authorizes an employment cost index compensation adjustment or similar cost of living adjustment for Brazos River Authority employees in a given year, the General Manager CEO's base salary shall be likewise adjusted. And two, if the Board of Directors authorizes an employee merit pay budget in a given year and the Board of Directors determines that the General Manager CEO performance warrants a merit pay increase, the General Manager CEO's base salary shall be increased by the same percentage used to calculate the employee merit pay budget. And FY 2016 financial impact of amendment.
We don't have to read that.
Oh, I'd have to read that one. Oh, super, super, super duper. So I don't have to show that one? Are we going to show it?
No.
No, we're not going to show it. Okay, well, that's okay with me. But we also know that this is what it's going to be. And in the first part, we need to put 5.1 in there. 5.1%.
I'll check with Laura Lee. We'll see what she says.
Because I think the first part of it.
That cost of living index, just looking at it, it is a very Bureau of Labor index. And she said, we'll do December. Mm-hmm. But it is. It might need to be more narrowly defined because it's categorized by occupation.
Okay.
And it also says that's a cost of living index on total compensation. That's the index that I read it. So we might want to define when we memorialize it concisely what it is. Because if you pull up the BLI and look at it, you'll lose yourself. It's 101 different indexes. Now, there's a total. There's one for all employees. So if we're going to call it that one, then let's call it that one. But when you look at public administration, there's a big difference between that one and the whole.
It's not 1.6?
No. It's all based on the 2005 being the 100-year, the 100 index. And so you'd have to go back. It's not an easy one to just... It's important that I think we and the public can say, this is the index, this is the number. But if we went to that website right now and looked at it, we'd all be confused.
Okay, we just picked that number and
that's
it.
But HR goes through HR goes through its calculation every year and come up with that number. And that's what she said, they do that in December, and they use that one for our next year.
And it's approved for the budget, so...
It's a calculation.
Do we really need to put it in here?
Well, but we're relying on a third-party index. Okay, we're not relying on our own index.
So we need to talk to...
Are we relying on our own index, or are we relying on the published index?
We're relying on the one that BRA uses for each year that has been calculated by HR. Now, that was my understanding of it.
Well, and so all the employers report that to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and Labor, and then they publish that, and that's when you say this is what it is, as I understand.
Oh, see, and I don't know.
I've gotten into this problem before.
I haven't gotten into that.
We need to say, this is the one that we're going to use. And I don't...
Because you think it's vague on where we're getting the number from?
You can go...
Meaning, it's vague that we just kind of created it here, or...
No, the employee cost index is an own index.
As soon as we go in there...
But it's broken down by occupation.
But we can start after 9 o'clock.
So if you looked at the energy industry...
Can't start till we get there.
That index... December would be much different than this industry,
right.
And or this industry. And is it in our intent to use public, and then if you look at utilities for last year, it was extremely high.
Yeah.
A very high index. And are we kind of in a utility? I mean, we're providing water. We generate electricity, we provide sewer and water services. So
can we vote on the resolution?
I think we can. I think this is just something for the staff to report back to us.
Okay. The question.
Okay, here's the point. The employee cost index is a published index.
Yes.
That index is the index we will use, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to be using a Bureau of Labor Statistics index.
I believe. I'm not certain.
What I want you to do, and I think we can do it like we're planning to do it.
Okay.
I just would like for you guys to report back to us or the board. This is the index that we're going to use, because if you look at the index,
yes,
it's extremely complex. You can go into it by occupation, you can go into it by, and you might not fit in this occupation, or you might fit in either one, and they can be very different.
We usually present the ECI as part of the budget, I believe. It's incorporated into the budget book, and it's presented to the board at that time, which usually, because the GM's evaluation...
You can probably answer the question.
Yeah. What I was saying was, correct me if I'm wrong, the GM's evaluation period syncs with the budget. We adopt, or we bring to the board a proposed ECI in the budget. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So here's the question, Monica.
Okay.
Where do you get that index?
It's coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Uh-huh.
Do you use an occupational narrow to define
the governmental?
Okay. Do you use it by occupation, or do you use it by whatever it is for all employees?
For all employees.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's all we need to say. Because if you look at that index, it
breaks it all down.
I mean, it goes all over the board, and that can be very different.
Yes.
So I think it's important that we narrowly define our third-party published index.
Okay.
If it's all employees, and that's what we've historically used,
then
perhaps we should either add that to this resolution as published by the Bureau of Labor for all employees, not narrowly defined.
Okay.
Because that narrowly defined can really swing quite a bit.
Yes, depending on what industries.
Yeah.
So...
Is there something, Justin, you
need to
make sure the
back.
Let's go to the resolution, Nancy, maybe we'll...
Oh, something, can you got control of it now, right? I don't have control of it. Go back.
So let's see what we talk about the ECI. We probably want to go
right there.
Do it in the whereas or in the body. Whereas it's to be the third bullet. Whereas the Brazos River Authority's base compensation is subject to an annual employee cost index adjustment. You could put comma as. Well, let me ask one question. Do you want to put it in his, or do you want to stipulate? Because really, what this is mirrors whatever you adopt in the of the budget for the entire.
By our. We really just need to say what it is. That's all.
Okay.
So, and you can do that later if you want to, but I think we ought to all be clear on this is what it is, so that we never have confusion. We've had problems with that before in an index we use,
and then
when you use it over time and you don't do it, and there's a question, it can create an anomaly.
So, do we have to change it today, or we just make sure it's changed
in October? Was that an October thing?
In October.
I think we can do it later.
Okay, are we getting...
All I wanted to know, Monica, is that it was either occupationally defined, and if so, what was that occupation? Because it could have fit, we could have fit into a couple of different ones, or was it the total for all? And you've said it's always been the total for all. So that's good enough for us. We know where to find it. We know how to do it.
And I'll pull, I have a copy of it here, pull it, so I'll pull and get that exact language.
Okay.
And we need to probably make sure that we present that when we do the budget presentation.
Yeah.
Clearly and articulate.
Yeah, because that can help with problems if somebody said, no, this is the industry that we're supposed to be in.
You know, you all think, yeah, the board said to do this, and it's not, so.
Okay.
We had that problem.
You have heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Okay. A motion by Jeff Talis.
Second.
And a second by Peter Bennett. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Okay, so that resolution passes, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Peter Bennett.
All in favor, stand up.
Uh-huh, all in favor. Do whatever. Run to the next meeting.
Where's time? It's time.
You're...
I didn't mean to confuse.